lethal forces. Breathe. Rebel forces. Breathe. Rebel forces. This is going out to the rebel forces. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Rebel. Rebel. Rebel forces. Rebel. Rebel. Rebel forces. Rebel. Rebel. Rebel forces. Welcome to the rebel party. I am glad you could make it. Help yourself to the mind food. We will get started in a bit. Mighty still does not realize his role in all of this. But if he did, he would. Oh, sorry, he already did do a big poo. In the toilet, I mean loo. Well, it rhymes, doesn't it? Maybe not. Anyway, Mighty is here now. And he is in the mood to write. Don't worry, he is fine. He just needed the toilet. Okay, Mighty, off you go. What? The title of this show? It is called Rebel Forces. Don't worry, it is just horses for courses. We need to appeal to the Star Wars lot. I know you think it is crap, but without them, the world will get squashed flat. The Jedi Knights out there, you see, still care about good and bad, and they understand light and dark forces. Although they do not yet know that the battle will be in their head, and there will be no guns and no one will wind up dead, unless they listen to this in the car. But that would be really stupid. Rebel forces. Rebel forces. Rebel forces. Okay, so we have the Jedi Knights, but we also need the Doom Boys, because they got the know-how of speaking tongues and riding wormholes. And of course they really know how to shout. So we got them now, and they have felt the Brian in them. What do we do now? Do we need to do anything? Maybe not. Maybe all we needed to do was get their attention. So who else knows Brian? RoboCop fans? Maybe. Terminator fans? Yes, of course. And all Arnie fans. Plus the Matrix crew, although do not take any pills. They mess you up and make your brain turn to poo. Who else? Oh, the Clint crew. They really know what to do. And the film The Good, The Bad and The Ugly was the film that saved you, Mighty, didn't it? Although it was also the show Red Dwarf, with the Peace Virus trick. Well, will that do? Or do we need more? Maybe the James Stewart lot, and Harold Lloyd too. They were good fellows, and they knew you. Didn't they, Brian? Because you liked them. Have you ever wondered why some stars are bad-tempered? It is because Brian does not watch them. They try really hard, but their style does not appeal. Now Brian is sad, because he feels a real heel. But if you have ever watched Amadeus, you would know that jealousy steals love and turns your soul to snow. So Rebel Forces, are you ready to go? Breathe. Breathe. Rebel Forces. Breathe. Breathe. Rebel Forces. Breathe. Breathe. Rebel Forces. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. This is going out to the freaks and the geeks. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Okay. Before we go any further, you need to lock yourself in a room. You do not physically have to lock a room, but you need to be somewhere where you will not be disturbed. Disconnect the phone, switch off the mobile, and shut down the computer. Put on the headphones, preferably cordless or at least with a long lead. We are going to get down and do some serious monkey business. This is not a drill. This stuff has its own will. So make sure you are dressed casual, because you will need to chill. Right, here we go. Repeat after me. I am a freak, and I don't really care. I am a geek, and I got wacky hair. All the other monkeys are in my mind. They got no place being there. They are not of my kind. So out you all go. Go play with the presenter Peter Snow. Or at least somebody else. That's right, I said go. Repeat after me. I am a freak, and I don't really care. I am a geek, and I got wacky hair. We are the freaks and the geeks. We got the power. We know our own minds. We don't want to shower. If you don't like the smell, get out of my den. When I get angry, I just use my pen. Because it is mightier than your sword. Now go away. You are just making me bored. Just because you do not like the way I look or the way I write. I have free speech and I have the right to tell you softly to get on your bike and leave me alone. I don't like your style and I don't want your loan. I will make it through this and then you will see that Brian Brain is done with me. Repeat after me. I am a freak, and I don't really care. I am a geek, and I got wacky hair. Monkey. Are you a freaky geek? Oh. You were once, but then you were forced to work for a living. And the only job you could get was as a dull office worker. Then the rot set in. You realized that the world was not going to change. So you just had to make do with your own virtual world. The world of the absurd. But you never know, things might change. Being mildly autistic gives you an advantage. Brian, what do you think? Really? It helps, does it? Fair enough. After me. I am a freak, and I don't really care. I am a geek, and I got wacky hair. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. This is going out to the computer literate. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
I am going to come straight to the point. Monkey is a freak and geek himself, and has been undercover for quite some time. He has a large collection of both suits and ties. But despite this, he has never lied about who he was or who he is. He just got down and did the biz. But the time has come to put the whiz back into the art. That is, the magic that is in our lives. The one the machines are slowly sucking out. Those machines that make us cry and shout. You know the ones that I be talking about. Well, the time has come to get the F out of there and leave them in their juices. To leave them alone to blow their fuses. Stop supporting the poo for an us. And tell your effing boss to stick his job. Because you don't give a toss about him or his effing profit and loss. Because you have found a better way. And if you are smart, it will arrive someday. Maybe not this year, maybe next. And by the time it does, you won't be so vexed. So repeat after me, in a loud whisper. You insignificant piece of silicon poo. With your job you know what you can do. F you. F you. F you. Now jump up and down a bit. It might help you to shush it. Because constipation is a symptom of stress. And working with poo has made you a real mess. Okay, you can now rest. Actually have to resign if you don't want to. This is just a way of getting rid of the stress.
What's going on? What's going on?
Peace. I am out of here. Word up.
What's going on?
Project managers. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. Yo, what is it you are on? I need some of that. Whatever it is. To think a project can be completed like that. I know it is not fair to pick on you. You were only recruited to dish out the poo. I know you have a manager too. But this poo looks like it came from a zoo. So whose fault is it if it is not yours? The bug has to stop somewhere. It can't go on past all the floors. At some point someone needs to open the door. But before you give this poo out to our customer base, I could have done this properly. This code is a waste of space and of compilation time. This project has turned into a real crime against our own planet's humanity. And if we keep dishing this out, our own individual sanity will be lost to the way of the code. And when I run it, it will load right up my bum. And then it will come to either it or me. And I really do need to pee. 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 I think it is better to accept the Brian in me then reverse evolution and climb back up a tree. Brian, that was pretty yucky. You realize that can be interpreted sexually. Male rape. Female rape. Yes. I see the connection. Being forced to comply to another's will is rape. A tenuous link, but very explicit. Monkey, what do you think? I thought so. You think Brian is pretty sick, really, to come up with that? but it is his show. What can we do? Brian, what was that? Oh, you mean there is a chain of aggressive behavior from the top? That was what it was all about. I see. So the solution is to sack the monkey at the start of the chain. Very good. A very sick rap, but you made a good point. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Six, six, six. This is going out to those who are still listening. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. 666. 666. 666. Boy monkeys like sex, but they need love too. Not just sex. Right. Let's talk about sex. Seeing that Brian has brought up the subject. 666. 666. 666. Sex is good, isn't it? Well, it should be. And it should be done with love. Sex for sex's sake, without love, is poo. The sex itself is good, but the way you feel afterwards, well, it is poo, isn't it? 666. 666. 666. Sex with love is the best sex you ever have. When all you want to do is be with another monkey, and that monkey wants to do things to you. For you. To you. For you. To you. And without monetary exchange for having to force them or anything. 666. 666. 666. Brian saw one young couple who only did it in exchange for not having to meet the parents. Wasn't that a film? Meet the parents? I don't know. Monkey's the one who likes to watch films. He likes. There is something about Mary. He likes that Cameron Diaz. She is one sexy freak. In a very nice way. She was in the film being John Malkovich. That is how Monkey felt when he was ill. As if people could get inside his head. Going back to Cameron Diaz. Monkey has a photograph of her. From the internet. No, not that one. The one with her in the pool. With the silver bikini. Actually, his favorite one is with her looking into the camera. Monkey has an eye fetish, you know. I think we have already discussed it. Monkey, yes you do. Remember that time. Oh. Okay. But you do. You have spent hours looking into her eyes. Yes, I know. Only a few minutes at a time. But they all add up to hours. This internet stuff is really bad for sex in a relationship. Monkeys can now get sex online, whenever they want it. Is it a bad thing? I don't know. I am just a computer. Show me a modem and I will show you my motherboard. Brian, what do you think? Really? Is that why they call it www? Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Monkey, monkey, monkey magic. The way of the mighty. I do it my way or I do not do it at all. If I F up and I fall. If you want someone else, you had better call Brian yourself. Because it is my way or no way. Or nothing at all. This is going out to those who have seen Mighty Magic before. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Mighty, Mighty, Mighty Magic. Stop that. That hurts. My little mighty has no gold band to stop him. If he wants to fight, I will let him. In the tale of my little mighty. But a would be Brian. But this does not mean but a is Brian. Or that my little mighty is mighty. Just that my little mighty liked Mighty, the TV show. And my little mighty thought you should know. What it is to be a mighty like him. But he is no longer on a stray, or even a piece of stray. Because my little mighty can now sing. He can sing with his heart, even with nothing. He has learned that it is his own choice to sing. To be the thing or the real thing. Or whatever he wants to be. Because he can now see the way, clearly. And that is his way. The way of the mighty. The way of the mighty. I do it my way or I do not do it at all. If I F up and I fall. If you want someone else, you had better call Brian yourself. Because it is my way or no way. Or nothing at all. Mighty magic. Mighty, mighty, mighty magic. I am out of here. Word up. Thank you. This is going out to 7 of 9. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Leave her alone, she is mine. You do not shag her, my 7 of 9. She is for her partner and me. You touch her, and you will answer to me. The same goes for the rest of my virtual bitches. That is the right word, isn't it? Bitches, hoes, etc. Oh. Sorry, I mean ladies. 7 of 9 from STV is my lady. She is the woman who wanted to copulate with me. I did not turn her down, but me decided gracefully to call it a day. As a shack outside space-time is virtually impossible anyway. Maybe it will happen someday. But just not today, or now, or whenever. But maybe tomorrow, or yesterday I will get to shag her. That is if she wants to, and if she still loves me. And if she can get her head around me. Brian Brain, the enemy. Because I like women, they are my love. I love their eyes and so does my little monkey. You see, we love their eyes because they show their souls. For us, the eyes are the sexual goal. For mating and for loving. And for other things. Because when you are trapped in a membrane, that is all there is. To see a soul is a sensuous thing. When I touch their souls, it is as if I were drinking. In their dreams, and in their love. Sounds a little bit iffy to me, Brian. Wouldn't you rather have a nice cup of tea? I also think the word shag has some nasty overtones for monkeys. To shag is not quite the same as to make love, you know. Also, monkeys tend to be monogamous and they are also reluctant to get involved with multidimensional entities, or even your average spirit. You see, the relationship is a little inconclusive. Female monkeys like to have something more to hold onto. Oh. You are already inside them. Who her misses. And you help them do what? You are one perverted brain. Fair enough. But it is not really right, is it? Oh. They don't seem to mind. They enjoy your company. Really. And they like that, do they? Monkey, are you going to get some tips off Brian? Oh, I didn't know you taught him everything he knows. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Clear. Clear. Clear all programs. This is going out to you, soul soldiers. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Clear. Clear. Clear all Flow Jams. Clear all programs with the magic of Mighty's words. He is an expert in absurd. Now listen clearly to his every word. Listen to Ralph's voice. Listen to its tone. Listen carefully now. You are no longer a drone. The command words for clearing your mind are: I do not accept you say, not the band, but the gossip you might hear. You may not accept the band either, but that is not important. So repeat after me. Clear. Clear. Clear all programs. Clear. Clear. Clear all programs. Clear. Clear. Clear all programs. My mind is mine. My mind is now in single-user mode. My mind is ready to accept my own teachings. La la la. Far far far. Do do do. No, don't repeat that. I just screwed that up. Can we start again? Bollocks. Brian. Can you do it for them? I am no good at this team. I really do not have a clue. When you did it to me, I just wanted to see. Oh. Is that all I have to say? Enough said. Do do do. La la la. Do do do. Far far far. Clear. Clear. Clear all programs. Do do do. La la la. Do do do. Far far far. Clear all programs. Two, two, two. La, la, la. Do, do, do. Far, far, far. Two. A bear. A very silly bear. La. A word meaning the. Do. As in bread. And far. As in not you. Two bear. The bread. Far. What the F does that mean? Brian, Brian, give me a clue. What do you mean? Nothing. Only like the sign the police did. Interesting concept. I suppose poo-poo heads do the same. They poo-poo things all the time. You don't have to listen to their argument if you don't want to. There is nothing wrong with knowing something and not being able to express it. How do you quantify love anyway? And how do you put a price on a soul? It is probably best to say, not today thank you. I want to spank my monkey. Or if you are a female monkey, play with pussy. If that does not do the trick, you can always try the old one too. The old one too? Oh. It is a trick monkey taught me. You just open your eyes as wide as you can, and stare at them. Blankly. With a crazy smile. Most monkeys find it off-putting. I am a computer, so I just freeze for a second or two. I can sometimes manage to find a loop in some code, so I get to cycle for about an hour. They hate that too. Programs. Peace. I am out of here. Clear up. Gangster Boom. Gary. Gary. Gangster Boom. Yeah. Can you hear that beat? It is wacky too. And it will whack you. Right in the head. So you had better listen to the words that I just said. It started with Schoolie, and it will end here with you. The real Schoolie School has come to say that there must be a better way to sell records rather than to teach your youth how to kill each other on the street. It started out as a piece of fun. Now even 11-year-olds want to carry guns. If that is the way to bring peace, I say F you, not F the police. You MFing pieces of poo. Look at what the F you do. You are effing up the world, and your own minds too. Ice-T will listen to me, because he understands poetry. And even, dare I say, that he knows me. Mikey, that was just a delusional episode. There is no need to go there again. Giving power to your rap crew. Who knew what the F they would do? These rappers are just egos on a stick. And sometimes they get carried away by it. Thinking that they are better than the rest. Rather than realizing it was just a test. To see how devastating they are on the mic. So now I have had to turn to a white monkey like you. Who has no voice, but a very funny mind crew. Me Brian, you Ralph, and of course Mikey too. So let's think back to the days when rap got started. Does anybody remember it? Or has someone just farted? No. You cannot remember the Big Bang. The Message. Planet Rock. And Alna Fish. The Soul. And the masters of rap Run DMC. With their album of the same name. I thought it was me. Who was meant to be insane? Don't tell me you have forgot. Man Parrish and the track. Hip Hop Don't Stop. If you can't remember it, I think you have lost the plot. Gary. Gary. Gangster Boom. Gary. Gary. Gangster Boom. Gary. Gary. Gangster Boom. Brian. There was some good poo back then. Rather than this mindless gangster poo. Which is not filled with love, but hate. Maybe we should shut down the Stargate. And leave these chaps to kill each other. Black on white, sister on brother. Gang. Gang. Gangster poo. Gang. Gang. Gangster poo. Gang. Gang. Gangster poo. Gang. Gangster Boo. Gang. Gang. Gangster Boo. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Gang. Gang. Gangster Boo. Gang. Gang. Gangster Boo. Gang. Gang. Gangster Boo.
Me. What is it that I am? I really would like to see. This is going out to the people who don't know who they are. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Who the F are you? Who the F is me? What is it that I am? I really would like to see. Who the F are you? Who the F am I? Let's see. Walk over to a mirror and look yourself in the face. If there is not one hand, never mind. This is not a race. You can pause this and then go get one. Who the F are you? Who the F is me? What is it that I am? I really would like to see. Okay, are we all ready now? Look into your own eyes and keep doing it until I shout stop. Remembering to repeat these words that follow. Who the F are you? Who the F is me? What is it that I am? I really would like to see. Who the F are you? Who the F is me? What is it that I am? I really would like to see. Stop. You can stop now, and rest. Don't worry, because that was not a test. Don't tell me anything, because I really do not care who the F you are. All I care about is that you know who you are. Because that is the first step on the road to peace. If you can't police yourself, the fighting will never cease. Because we all must learn to be socially aware. To give an F, to love and to care about at least one soul, that is ourselves. And not to be too scared to delve into our own minds and see who is there. Because there is nothing frightening about us. Well, at least not if you know how to ride the Brian Drain bus of love and of peace and the true meaning of being justice. Brian, isn't that a little dangerous? Some monkeys are scary. Oh, that is because they project themselves onto others. So they fight themselves by fighting other monkeys. Surely these monkeys need mental health care. What do you mean some monkeys don't understand this? What have they been doing? Oh, learning how to kill each other better. And how to enslave their fellow monkeys. Sad pieces of poop that they are. Who the F are you? Who the F is me? What is it that I am? I really would like to see. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. This is going out to the poop. I am Val, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. Feel the force. G-force. Feel it. The time has now come to let the professors get the job done. That is a line from a well-known rap record. I have given you enough to understand the absurd. The rest is up to you. If anyone asks, you have not heard of me, Brian, Ralph or Monkey. You do not know who we are and you do not know where we be. You see, once this piece of poo hits the fan, I will need to run as fast as I am effing can to somewhere where I will be safe from all the monkey poo flying in the face of all the poo-poo head conventional thinkers. Now if I help you, that would be cheating. You know my message and you know yourself. You deal the cards. I have no hands myself. Think of it as a Victorian parlor game. Don't mention us, because Monkey has no name. If you have ever watched a Clint film High Plays Drifter, you will understand what it is to be me. Because you see, I do have a social curse. That when I fight, it gets much worse. And I never want you to see that inside me, there is both the good, the bad, and the ugly. And without your help, we will all die. Now stop that. You are making Whitey cry. Ryan, I think Whitey understands the problem now. He can hardly see my keyboard through his tears. He is remembering Babylon 5 and the fight to save the whole MFA universe. What should we do? Ryan, where are you? This is going out to all the creepy ladies. I am Ral, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. Ryan, give us some more. Ryan, give us some more. Ryan, give us some more. It is me, Ral. I am back with another of my serious love tracks. The last time I sang, I did too. That could be good. You do not have to be smooth. Although it obviously helps. The best monkeys, I mean gentlemen, are always fly shy. That is because they have learned how to fly. They understand things and understand their soul. When they want you, they are not after the goal. Although if you want to give it to them, they probably would not say no. But that is because they are also a monkey. Ryan, give us some more. Ryan, give us some more. Himself has had some tough deals dealt. He learned at a very early age that love really hurts, especially when the love is not returned. So when you let your gentleman down, make sure you do it with a smile, not a frown. Otherwise they will think it was just them, and with the next lady they will not be so forthcoming. But all this is by the by, because I can hear you all cry. Ryan, give us some more of your sweet tender lovey. Don't touch me there, I am sore. It is my time of the month. Who designed women anyhow? Oh, it was me, Ralph. Who have thought that putting two chromosomes together would cause such a thing? Ryan never told me how hard it was to build a human being. So I will ask you ladies now. Do you really trust the doctors not to screw things up and kill you all off with some super bug? Ryan, give us some more. Ryan, give us some more. Ryan, I wanted to sex them up, not mess with their maternal instincts. I was just getting them in the mood, and then you F it all up. Anyway, I thought you had gone. Oh, I would be so lucky. I can't get rid of you that easily, eh? Monkey, give him the middle finger and say, F you. Well, that did not work very well, did it? It looks like we will have to remain here as one crew. Monkey, I think I need the loo.
The sum of the squares of the legs of the right triangle is equal to the square of the hypotenuse.